gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are halfway through the week. I got to be honest, though. I thought today was Thursday, but it's Wednesday, February the 6th. Oh, my gosh. We're a little over a week away from Valentine's Day. If you have not made a reservation yet, get with it. Or you're going to have to do something, which Alex probably wouldn't mind, and that would be going to White Castle or a Chick-fil-A for your meal.
Yes.
Those still smell like love to me, though, so they're not terrible choices, but... It is the Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I would actually do that right now if you get a chance, because coming up on the show today, we're introducing a new member here, and you can kind of get a sneak peek of what they look like. Wow. Am I getting replaced? That's my question.
Let me just tell you, ladies.
Mommy likey?
Hot.
Okay.
Hot abs for days. Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Oh, just you wait.
I think there's more than just abs to a person, but so be it.
We have brought your chocolate early for Valentine's Day. Yes, we have.
All right, that was too far. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. I stayed up so late last night watching the State of the Union. I did not know it was going to be like an hour and a half, but I was so excited the entire time. I thought it was really good. Did you guys watch at all? Anyone? Did anyone stay up?
I watched it.
It was late. Went late.
Yeah, it did go late. And it was like just, there's only so much politics I can take until I'm like, they all are just talking.
Blends in together.
But yeah.
I thought it was really good. And there were some really, really awesome moments. Like whenever they sang happy birthday to the guy that survived the Holocaust. You don't watch Joseph.
I didn't see any of it. I was at a... I'll tell you what I was doing, but I was not near a TV last night.
Okay, yeah. So the White House invited a guy that had survived the Holocaust, actually. This little cute old man, and it was his birthday, and everybody in the whole room sung happy birthday to him.
How many birthday spankings did they have to give him? 92, they, 93.
They refrained from doing birthday spanking. So that was a really, really sweet moment. There were a lot, but that was one. So I was up late doing that. What were you doing yesterday, Liv?
Yesterday, I got my tire fixed finally. So my car is like fully up and running, legal. Everything's fixed with it.
Good job. Then afterwards,
thank you. I was just chilling at my apartment, like waiting for my friend Whitney to come because we were going to go to the gym together. And I'm just chilling there. And I get this knock at the door, and I never answer my door when someone knocks when I'm not expecting someone because I'm too scared. And I barely even go up and look through the little peek hole because like I'm scared too. But I got up and I looked through my peek hole expecting to see like my friend Whitney there, and there was a thumb covering it.
It was scary.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I was so scared. And I was like, hi, who is it? And they knocked again and they're like, let me in. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was so scared. I thought it was like my new like kind of scary neighbors. And I was like so terrified. And I was like, who is it? My heart was pounding. And then I cracked the door and it was my boyfriend, Joel Daddy.
Of course
he
it was.
Just stopped by to surprise, but he never ever does that.
See, I'm surprised he didn't teach you as as your boyfriend or your dad never taught you. Like if you're alone, you like get your deepest voice like, hello, who is it?
You got to use your man voice, Liv.
Honey, hold on. I'm going to go get the door. Hang on.
He was very proud of me of like looking through the keyhole and like asking who it was multiple times. So he was very impressed.
I'm glad that you avoided being murdered.
Yeah.
There we go. One more day in the books. What about you, Pork Chop? What's going down?
Well, yesterday was pretty boring, but it's today I'm worried about.
Why?
What's going on today?
So I've only lived in town here for 3 months, mm-hmm. and I just got a family doctor. So I've got a doctor's appointment today.
Oh, you got a cough?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's not what I'm worried about. It's just, I don't know, because I've had some medical issues last year. I had to get surgery, yada, yada, so they got to make sure everything's good. And I've got this, like, weird mole that I'm scared they're going to tell me is cancerous.
Dude, I have so many of those, and I just want them off for, vain reasons. But they told me, like, they really can't unless there's something wrong with it. Like, I guess you just can't remove moles willy-nilly, but I want
really?
To. Yeah.
Holy guacamole. I got to find a new doctor, but that's a totally unrelated issue. I'm like, I don't think I like my doctor anymore. But that's always stressful trying to find one. And then if you have something, you're like, okay, WebMD, yep, cool, I'm dying. That's great. Good news. Last night, I got to go to Team Trivia. It was pretty fun. My wife always wants me to go, but it's a school night. It's hard to go out and do that. But it started like 7:30. I think we were home by like 9:45, 10 o'clock, so it wasn't too bad for me. Just kind of winded down and went to bed. We were killing it. We were in second place going into the last round, just me and my wife.
What was your team name?
Better Late Than Pregnant.
So, that's cute.
Thank you. Thank
Is that
you.
Your name you always use, or you change it up?
We've had that one for a while.
Okay.
I mean, there's always the classic. Everybody uses Suck It Trebek.
That's
a good,
good.
One. But we went from second till we finished in eighth. We had a bad last round.
Oh, man.
But it was fun, though. It was good to do trivia just to get out there, because I'm such a hermit crab when I'm out on the air.
I love doing it. It just always ends usually too late for me. Like, it was a very special occasion for me to stay up that late for the State of the Union. Otherwise, though, I normally am in bed by like 8:39. So
I'm
I never go out.
I'm the exact same. As I mentioned earlier, we have so much going on today on the show. We're going to introduce you to a brand new member of the show coming up around 7:30, 6:30 Central. Then right after that, we've got Travis Scott tickets. You can see him in concert coming up just in about a week or two, depending on where you're listening here to the Joe and Alex Show in Houston or in Indianapolis. And so with that being said, let's get the things going. Coming up next, Alex will tell us what's coming up in the garbage. So don't go anywhere. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Sci-Fi Church of Scientology is targeting Taylor Swift. An insider said the church would be thrilled to have someone like Taylor with her massive fan base to attract new younger members. Swift recently recorded a video message for one of the church's most prominent celebrity members, actress Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men and The Handmaid's Tale. She's the main girl in Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, wait, she's a crazy person?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Isn't it ironic?
I hate this.
See,
it's like, I love that show, but now I think you're a weirdo.
Right, she's in this show. Talking about how scary it is, this could be real life, you know, all these cult-like things, like, you know, which are featured in The Handmaid's Tale, mm-hmm. Yet she's in a literal cult. So a source said that Taylor was responding to an interview Elizabeth had given where she said that she listens to Taylor's music in her dressing room, and when she viewed the video, Elizabeth's face lit up like a Christmas tree, and she sent a message to Taylor back saying, "Taylor, I'm free to hang out anytime." Well, now friends of Taylor are concerned that Elizabeth is going to try to use this new friendship to convince Taylor to join Scientology. A source said now that Elizabeth has made a connection with Taylor, it's going to be her main job from the church to get Taylor to trust her and slowly sell her on the benefits of Scientology. But even if she doesn't, Elizabeth has already scored a win by having Taylor buddy up to a Scientologist. The church loves that kind of positive press.
If this happens, we're going to lose Alex. She will become a Scientologist.
No,
well,
I won't.
Taylor did it. You say that, but you don't realize the power of Swift.
I was already scared when Taylor Swift came out as a Democrat. If Taylor Swift comes out as a Scientologist, I will be devastated. I will have to be committed.
She will change you. I'm telling you.
Pink received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. She was joined by her two kids and her husband, Corey Hart. While accepting the star, she said, "This is surreal. It's been a trip lately. Thinking back over the course of this career I've somehow managed to have, I signed my first record deal 23 years ago.
I feel like a lot of people probably only ever thought I'd make it to the Walk of Shame, but here I am. Two little letters make such a big difference. I thought I could have a hit record, but I never thought in my wildest dreams that I could have two decades of this insane fun with a family of people that I love traveling the world with and experiences that I have with each of you guys out there."
despite the fact that he's been hit with decades of sexual misconduct accusations. He's been the subject of lengthy exposés, a damning docuseries, legal action, a boycott, business problems, and even a call out by his own daughter. R. Kelly just announced that he's going on tour.
Ooh, where is he going to be?
He tweeted a tour poster that indicates the king of R&B will be heading to Australia, New Zealand, and Sri Lanka. The replies are full of supporters cheering the news, and obviously the occasional detractor chimes in. R. Kelly has performed since the docuseries aired. He played for a packed Chicago nightclub on January 8th. No word on whether any U.S. dates will be included on his tour.
Wow.
And a little TV news for you. Modern Family is coming back for an 11th and final season. ABC renewed the hit Emmy Award-winning comedy for one more season. An episode count for the final season is yet to be determined, though the creator said it's unlikely for a full order of 20 or more. And ABC renewed Dancing with the Stars for season 28. The reality dance competition occasionally aired two seasons annually, but it's been skipping the spring, and now season 28 is going to premiere in the fall.
Now,
so,
did you ever watch Modern Family?
Yeah, I do, but I've never watched it consistently, so I'll just like pop in and watch a random episode.
That's why I'm wondering if I should hop on maybe like a Netflix or Hulu and actually try to like watch it.
Yeah. It's on Hulu and it's really good. For a while, I did watch it consistently on Hulu. I was binging and then I like stopped for a minute, but I should get back into it because that show is hilarious.
Yeah, I've laughed at the episodes I've seen, but like you, I never did it continuously.
Coming up in less than an hour, a theory as to why 21 Savage may be getting deported.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Live the web, girl. She is not your average woman, but when it comes to questioning things, she has a lot of them. I don't get it with Live the Web Girl. Coming up next, we're going to tackle the hard-hitting stuff like windmills. That's coming up on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, Live the Web Girl. There's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
What are windmills?
So, like, I know what they look like. They're really tall and they spin and stuff, but I just don't understand what they're used for. I know it's supposed to be, like, good for the environment, but isn't it just taking up more space with them there that aren't trees? Like, if they're trying to find wind so hard and so bad, why don't they just go to Chicago? Isn't that, like, the windy city capital? Like, I don't understand why they're looking and searching so hard for wind. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Let's get into the news. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. President Trump last night stressed bipartisan unity in his State of the Union address with a theme of choosing greatness. He opened up the speech saying, "The agenda I will lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democratic agenda. It's the agenda of the American people." He also appealed to Congress to act on issues of immigration, prescription drug pricing, trade, and infrastructure. And kind of an interesting thing, he will meet again with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam, and that's planned to happen on February 27th and 28th. So we'll see what actually comes of that. So far, there's rumors that he's still doing stuff over there in North Korea, so I don't know if we're going to ratchet it up on him or what. Like, hey, Kim! Get together, man.
If anyone can lay down the smackdown, it'll be Trump.
You know what? Maybe, but if he doesn't have Dennis Rodman with him, I don't think anything's going to happen. That's the smackdown power. A Fort Worth, Texas man died after a vape pen exploded in his face and severed a major artery. 24-year-old William Brown's grandma said he purchased a vape pen after hearing that it might help with his asthma. She just was trying to help him out.
It's really been hard. Just unbelievable that this had even happened. He popped it and exploded. And that's when it shot across his mouth and it was that way over here.
Yeah, just the battery, they're saying, is what the problem was.
And, that's scary.
It's just terrible. She is just emotional. She still can't believe that her grandson's gone.
I'm just already not knowing that he won't open that door and come through it. So, you know, ever again.
I guess that's the second death with a vape pen. Now, obviously, there's different ones out there, but I mean, I don't know. The regulation on them is so questionable because you can get them from other countries and different manufacturers. It's just, it's sad though, because if he was trying to do it to quit, I feel so bad for people.
Well, just don't smoke them at all, because now they're saying that they are just as bad as cigarettes. So just maybe just don't even smoke them.
Don't do anything. Don't smoke anything. Well, almost anything. This is incredible news this morning, and it has to do with a cougar, not a middle-aged lady coming after a young guy, but a real-life mountain lion. A trail runner in Colorado, imagine this happening to us, was attacked by a young mountain lion and survived by killing the cat with their bare hands.
What?
Yeah, the man was jogging on a trail when he heard something running behind him, which I'd be like, oh crap, because what is it, a bear? What is this? Just as he turned around, the cougar pounced for his head and his neck. He threw up his forearms to block the attack and turned his back to the mountain lion. The man then jumped on top of the mountain lion, wrestled it to the ground, and was able to smother it and kind of choke it. And I'm sure he didn't want to kill it, but oh my God, don't you assume that you're dead? Right?
That is literally, I mean, I wouldn't be able to function because I'd be too busy pooping my pants.
Yeah, I've wrestled with a cougar one time and she was intense. I was a young guy. I was only like 21, 22. And I'll tell you what, I barely made it out alive, but I did it. And I guess we're all kind of taken, but this is something I say, hello, genius. Especially I'm thinking of you, Alex, for this one. Samsung smart refrigerator, because you know how like, you can order food all the time or different things as technology gets better. It's like, hey, you're almost out of this, Alex. I'm going to order you more juice boxes. Well, they now have a Tinder-style dating app, but instead of swiping on pictures of potential dates, you swipe on pictures of what's in their fridge.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that genius?
I love it.
Because you're like, oh, like Liv, like if she was single, she'd be like, hummus, veggies,
oh
yes,
my gosh,
yes.
I love that. That's really fun.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's kind of a creative idea, but it's also creepy because people are going to see what's inside of your refrigerator. If you're interested, you can actually check it out. It's refrigerdating.com. That's R-E-F-R-I-G-E-R dating.com. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also join in this conversation by tweeting us at Joe and Alex Show. Does there need to be a dress code for parents when it comes to being at the school, like dropping their kids off, picking them up? According to legislator Representative Antonio Parkinson, he says that after talking with school leaders, educators, and other constituents, he heard horror stories about the way adults are dressing at the Tennessee public schools, and he thinks it's time to give them their own set of rules. He said, quote, there's people wearing next to nothing. People wearing shirts or tattoos with expletives on them. People coming onto a school campus and cursing the principal or the teacher out. These things happen regularly. One of the worst offenders, a mom who visited her kids' elementary school wearing lingerie.
No way.
Quote, a principal I talked to told me a lady came into the office with her sleepwear on and with some of her body parts hanging out. You got children coming down the hall in a line. They can't possibly see this. I didn't realize it's this bad. I mean, we get to go to schools and read to kids, which is awesome. By the way, if you want us to read to your kids, send us an email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and we'll get in touch that way. But we don't see that kind of stuff, do we, Alex?
No,
everybody
never.
Looks normal. Now, Ashley already called in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Ashley, are you seeing stuff like this happen?
Yes, all the time. I have a 15-year-old daughter, so when I take her to school, sometimes I'm just so disgusted to even let her out of the car that I've even thought about putting her in public school because it amazes me how it's not just women that do it, it's men. And whenever they come to school, it's crazy because you're looking at these men and these women like, do you want your daughter to walk around like this? Do you want your son to walk around like this?
What do you mean you thought about putting her in public school? Did you mean to say private, or did your daughter go to private school and this is happening?
Yes, she goes to private school and this is happening.
What?
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of school they're going to. If they're going to public or private, I mean, I would think it would make it worse going to public school.
Yeah.
But even in private school, you're paying so much money. And I'm looking at these other parents like, we work really hard. I mean, I can imagine how you go to work. How do you keep a job? It just doesn't make sense to me. I can understand the tattoo parts, you know, because a lot of tattoos nowadays, you know, you got them when you were younger and you weren't in your right mind. But coming to school, like Joe said, in lingerie, that just blows my mind. That's for the bedroom. Nobody else is supposed to see that.
Well, no, Ashley, if you fill the lingerie well, I don't mind. It's just, I mean, you know.
What are some of the things that you've seen parents wear at, like, your daughter's school?
So you know how when you go to just different stores, you can get the short night shorts that are just light, fluffy, silky type. Well, the girl had them so far up her areas that you could literally see the imprint from front to back.
Oh.
And then she had the top on and had nipple piercing. And all the boys are, like, whistling at her and flipping her hair. Yeah, she's flipping her hair like she's basically attracted to these young boys. And that's what scares me is, do you want your daughter going to school like this? Because I'd probably beat my child if she ever went out like that.
Do they need a crossing guard at this school?
They need more like a police officer for indecent exposure.
Okay.
No, they need the fashion police.
Because I will totally be there like, all right, children, cross. Hey, stop. No. I don't remember when I went to school it being that bad. And don't get me wrong, I am guilty of this going out in public. You should see me on the weekends. I look like crap.
So whenever my mom used to come to my school to like serve lunch or if we had like a presentation going on, when I was like a little girl starting in first grade, I used to pick out her outfits that she would wear to school to make sure that she was wearing something cute so she wouldn't embarrass me.
That's so funny.
All right, Liv's now in charge of all the parent fashion. We gather here today to go over the commandments. No, not mom and dad's commandments. Millennial commandments. This was trending yesterday on Twitter, hashtag millennial commandments. And it's kind of a parody off of the Ten Commandments from the Bible. And it got us thinking, like, well, what would we have if we had our own here? You can also join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. Alex, let's kick it off with you. What would a millennial commandment be?
Thou shalt not send naked pictures with your face in it if you're going to send them at all. Obviously 18 and up.
Wow, that is that too. Very important. I love that commandment. We're off to a great start.
Liv, what would a commandment be from you?
Thou shalt not like anything on social media while you are on your friend's phone.
Yes. Okay. Producer Porkchop, go ahead and add to this list here for the millennial commandments.
Thou shalt never get out of educational debt.
That is true and sad, yes.
That is sad but true.
I just applied for a forbearance. Do you know what that is?
That means like a delay of the payment?
Yeah, they said I could forbear 36 months, and I've forbeared 2.
So. Hey, you know you can do what Joe and I did, do radio, no college. Hey! Woo, high five.
Honestly, my dumb ass got a scholarship. I got a scholarship for a radio.
To a special like radio school. Arty school.
Because otherwise that $12,000 it would have cost, I'd still be paying that off.
Yep.
This one right here is a very, very important one for millennial men. Thou shall not shave thy face.
Just beard it up?
You have to grow a beard, yes. Do not cut it off. Let's go to Jamie. Hey, Jamie, thanks for calling us at 833-JOE-ALEX. What is your millennial commandment?
My millennial commandment would be, thou shalt not drunk text. It's a very important one.
Now, is this something that you've had somebody go against you, or have you done this yourself and brought shame to your name?
If I'm being honest, I think everybody has done it at least once, and we have found the other side not very appealing. So I think it should be safe for everyone to say that it should just be a commandment. It should not happen. Thou shalt not drunk text.
What's worse, thou drunk texting or thou drunk dialing?
Oh my goodness. I would say texting is worse because you can always say, you know, you butt dialed.
Exactly. You can always say that you butt dialed if you drunk call. Also, a lot of millennials don't leave voicemails. So if you're drunk, you're probably not going to leave a voicemail, but there's record proof of those drunk texts on your phone.
That's true. The voice and the tone of, hey, Liv.
But sometimes it gives you more courage, though. When you drunk text, maybe you're like...
No, drunk texting is never a good idea.
Maybe you'll finally confess your love for that person you love.
Yeah, and then it's embarrassing and it's just awkward. I also have another one.
What else do you have?
Thou shalt not go without charger.
Oh, that's true.
Always have your phone charger.
I love how most of these have to do with your phone, which is a sad reality of millennials.
I feel like with Liv, this one would be a good one. Thou shall not eat Tide Pods.
Yep.
That's very important right there. Thou shall only post selfies with filters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do this one all the time. Thou shall Instagram it before eating it.
Don't do it or do it.
No, you need to. If you don't take a picture, then like, why even eat it?
Was it even there if there wasn't a picture of it?
Can I make an amendment to the filters one?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we're trying to put this together.
Thou shalt not take a selfie without a filter unless It's the dog filter. Thou shalt not post a selfie with the stupid dog filter.
I can't stand that.
Oh my gosh, so irritating.
And final one here. Thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father's basement.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
21 Savage and his people believe that his arrest by ICE may be motivated by revenge because his new music condemns the behavior of immigration officials. 21's people released a statement claiming ICE's motives are corrupt. They said many have speculated as to the possible ulterior motives for his arrest and detention because he released music 5 days prior to his arrest that condemned the behavior of immigration officials for their detention of children at the border. The statement also says ICE has known how to find 21 Savage since 2017 when he applied for a U visa and gave his address. So they weren't going to arrest him until they heard the new song. 21 Savage was picked up by ICE earlier Sunday morning in Atlanta and taken into custody for possible removal from the U.S. An ICE agent claimed 21 has been living a totally false public persona and had overstayed his visa. Yesterday, 21 Savage ended up admitting that he was actually born and raised in Britain.
I love some of the memes I'm seeing of him. I'm not making fun of deportation, but it's just the fact of writing with a pen and a quill or something like that.
Yeah,
or
they're pretty funny.
Using British terms like he's writing a song.
Panic at the Disco frontman Brandon Urie interacts with his crowds during each show that he does, and he loves meeting his fans, but he did end up posting a video on social media asking them to stop doing this.
I'm not even mad. I just get bummed, you know? Yeah, I went in for a hug and a girl kissed my neck. Yikes, dude. The neck kiss is so intimate, too. It's just an ex to me. Ugh. Please stop kissing me.
I've been there before. I'm listen, we can hug, but I'm not making out with you, okay, lady?
Charlie Sheen says he's got no plans on getting married for a fourth time. The actor said when you're really bad at something, there's no reason to keep pursuing it, referring to his 3 failed marriages. He's also revealed that he's not dating right now and said there's no place for it right now in the current landscape. He announced in 2015 that he's HIV positive, but says he absolutely feels that he's been given a new lease on life since overcoming his health battle. Coming up in less than an hour, Liam Neeson talked about his racist comment that he's under fire for.
We've been teasing it. You might have already got a sneak peek on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. But we have, this is not a joke, this is not a stunt, we have a brand new member here on the Joe and Alex Show. He's our technical producer because we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and proudly on the air in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Please, let's welcome for the first time ever on the Joe and Alex Show, our technical producer, let's say good morning to Lenny on his iPhone. Hi, Lenny.
Hi, Joe and Alex Show on my iPhone.
There we go. That's how great we are at radio. We have to use a phone. But Lenny, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show, dude.
Hey, man. You know, I've been preparing for this moment for 10 years of my life, and I'm just so ready now.
So, Lenny, you are hot. That's the most important thing.
Alex.
The ladies need to know Lenny is a dime piece, a regular thirst trap, which is why I am telling you to go look at our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to finally see the full thing. But so you are 8-pack abs, ripped. And how old are you?
21.
And are you mixed or just black?
I'm mixed black and white, baby.
He's
beautiful. I had to put that drip on you real quick, Alex.
Thank you.
All right, there's too much dripping going on.
And
here,
people might know you because you had a viral video go out. How long ago?
Probably. The video is technically still viral. It's been for 2 years of my life.
Wait. Viral. Is this a Kim Kardashian tape that went viral? What are you doing?
It's pretty much the Kim Kardashian tape, except for girls.
See, Lenny is an Instagram famous person, and you got famous because you worked at Starbucks as a barista and somebody just came in and took a video of you because you were hot, kind of like that Alex from Target guy, or what?
Well, actually, I was getting ready to go into work and I have my apron on and everything, and I was just looking, the lighting was hitting right, and you know how sometimes you just take a quick selfie or whatever and you're just okay, I gotta look good, I gotta get this selfie in. I'm taking a selfie and it just turned into a video, and I posted on my Twitter, and some huge page retweets it, and next thing I know, the next day I woke up and I had plus 10,000 followers.
Wow. Whoa. And then you became known as Lenny from Starbucks.
That's right. I was Lenny from Starbucks.
But now you've got some other drama going on, right?
Yeah, so should I just jump right into this?
Yeah, we want to hear about this. What's the problem? What's going on?
Well, okay, so I got this this guy who DMs me on Instagram, and he's like, hey, man, like, you look good. And I'm like, yo, I appreciate it, you know, because I try to be nice to everybody. Anyway, he just automatically comes out. He's like, you deserve to be spoiled. What's your PayPal? And I'm like, what?
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I am so jealous already. I don't even know what else is happening. Okay.
I'm telling you. So I'm dropping the PayPal on him. Next thing I know, he's sending me money. First thing he does is send me $20. He's like, you want some more? I was like, yes. I'm like, this can't be real. This guy's just giving me free money. So he's like, all I need from you is a picture of your abs, like my own personal picture of your abs. I'm like, okay. Like, I post this for free on Instagram. No big deal.
I'm going to make some money.
Right. So I send him the picture, and then I check my PayPal. Plus $200.
Oh, baby. Cha-ching.
Man, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do with all this money. And, like, so he keeps hitting my line pretty much every day, and he starts asking for more stuff and more stuff. And he asks for pictures of my arms. He's like, let me get a picture of your chest, but don't shave. I need it hairy.
Ew.
And this, he starts forming this weird connection with me. He starts calling me like his little chocolate drop.
Like, okay, so then what did he, now what has he asked for?
I'm like, at this point, it starts to get weird. He's like, just straight up asking for feet pics. He's like, into the feet. That's what he wants. He's like, send me a picture of your toes. And, like, spread them out for me. Like, he wanted to see the inside. Like, he wanted a detailed photography album of my feet.
And how much money was he offering for that?
He says $500.
Dang! Yes. Please tell me you did that.
Well, in the middle of taking the pictures, I get the money. And so I'm like, well, I already have the money. I don't really got to send him the pics now.
Oh, no, Lenny.
No, that's bad business, buddy. You got to
send
it.
Well, on the flip side, this is when it gets even worse. So he's texting me, and he's like, hey, I haven't got my pics yet, but I have an even better offer for you. So he tells me, he's like, I'm going to get a hotel outside of San Antonio. I want you to meet me at this hotel, and I just want to touch on your feet. I just want your feet to be mine for a night. And guess what the
price was? Just touching. Nothing else, right? Just touching and looking.
Just touching and looking. Sniffing, maybe. I don't know what he wanted to do. He just wanted my feet for the night. That's it. Just the feet. And the price tag on this? Three rickety rackets. $3,000.
No,
oh, my gosh.
Way.
Did you do it?
I don't know if I should.
Okay, so
yes,
Lenny.
Of course you should.
Lenny, what's this guy's name?
His name is Carl.
All right, so you gave us Carl's number. We actually have Carl on the phone.
Oh, gosh.
all right, now I hope you don't feel too awkward. Let's see there. Is Carl there? Hey, Carl, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Carl. So have you guys ever talked before? Lenny, Carl, Lenny?
This is my first time hearing Carl's voice.
This is my first time hearing
Lenny. Oh my God. I think there's something here.
I can hear the sweat dropping through the phone. So, Carl, you are in love with our technical producer, Lenny's feet. What is it about his feet?
Have you seen his feet?
No, we haven't.
No, we've missed that one.
They're amazing. I don't know what he's doing to them, but they're fantastic.
Lenny, do you have any special routine for your feet or your toes that makes
pet egg?
Make them look so good?
I mean, cocoa butter. Maybe he likes the chocolate smell. I don't know.
Ooh, I never thought about that. No, just regular, just some regular touch up, mani pedis.
And so, Carl, you want to give Lenny how much was it, Lenny, to go to this hotel for a night?
$3,000.
$3,000 just to look and touch his feet? What? Explain that.
Well, I want to give him a massage. And, I want to treat him the best that I can. And I just want him to I just wish he'd be down for it, but apparently he's not. So I don't know if I have to up the mound or what I have to do.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Lenny, I'm going to be your agent. Carl, how much would you be willing to up this to
I'm interested.
If my buddy Lenny decided to let you rub his feet and massage
him? Well, obviously he's not down with $3,000, so maybe
$3,500. Whoa!
Oh, I was thinking maybe five.
Lenny,
what about five?
You haven't totally decided yes or no, right?
No. I mean, like, we may be able to sway my opinion depending on this dollar change.
So, basically, I think it's safe to say, Carl, that this is a fetish for you, feet.
Yeah, you could say that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you know what? I really hope you guys work it out.
Hey, Pork Chop.
Good luck.
Why don't you put them both on hold, exchange the numbers so that Carl has Lenny's number and Lenny has Carl's number, and then they can maybe work out a deal, okay? Hang on, Carl. Well, that was interesting.
I'm interested. Carl is a feet guy. He's into feet, but what is your fetish? Liv the Web Girl, you actually have one, or you did for a time.
I feel creepy hearing this.
Yeah, so I had a time in high school where I had like a ginger fetish. Like, I thought gingers were so hot and so wildly attractive.
Like who, Carrot Top?
Or not really Carrot Top, because he's had a lot of plastic surgery. Like the snowboarder.
Sean White,
super hot. And there were actually this family in my high school called the Batons, and they were all cousins, and there was like a ton of them, and they all had super flaming red hair, pale pasty skin, and freckles, and I thought all of them were so hot.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What is your quote-unquote fetish? It doesn't have to be a weird one, even though I think feet are a little weird. What is your fetish? 833-JOE-ALEX, like, what are you into? We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
Okay, we just introduced our brand new technical producer, the newest member of the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. His name is Lenny. Hi, Lenny.
What's up, Joe?
What up,
you can see a picture of him on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Also on Facebook, just search for Radio Now. And he's been offered up to $3,500 from this dude to meet him at a hotel and just let him look at and rub his feet, because this guy has a foot fetish. So we wanted to know, what's your fetish?
I'm telling you right now, he wanted him to do more than just rub the feet.
Guarantee it would lead to that. There's no way it wouldn't.
All right, let's see. We got Taylor on. She actually wants to say hi to Lenny. Hey, Taylor, you're on with Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Taylor.
I didn't know I was going to be talking to you. This is hilarious.
I just want to say
I listen to the Joe and Alex Show literally every morning. It's my favorite. And I'm so happy you're part of it. And when they said that they, like, posted your picture on Instagram, I literally went on there, and I've never liked a picture so fast in my life. And I know I sound like I'm probably 12 years old, but I'm 22, so it's all good.
Yeah, girl. You know what? Put it out there, honey. We respect it. So what is your fetish? Anything in particular you're super into? Liv said she's super into gingers. Producer Porkchop, what is yours?
Mine's kind of weird. I like swimmers. Like, you know, like athletes that swim.
Like in the teeny tiny Speedos?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
I think Taylor's is just Lenny in general.
I was going to say it's Lenny. Taylor.
I think Lenny's my new fetish. I think that's it.
There we go. Thank you, Taylor. Yeah, we respect the thirst. Let's talk to another Taylor. Taylor W., you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your fetish?
I love black-rimmed glasses.
Okay.
Is it kind of like glasses?
Is it like a nerdy look to you, or do they look distinguished to you, or?
I don't know, but I could pass someone and not think anything of them, and then if they come by in glasses, I am like, come to mama.
So are we talking about like squints leveled glasses from
the
baseball movie?
Yes. Call me Wendy Peppercorn.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's cute.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yes, thank you.
We are getting a ton of tweets about people's fetishes. Monica says, fat earlobes. Who has the fattest earlobes on the Joe and Alex Show?
I don't know. Don't get too close, Liv, because I have a lot of ear hair right
now.
Those
are pretty tiny. Joe's are bigger.
I tell you not to get close.
Ooh, I already know Producer Porkchop for sure.
Whoa, that's a fat lobe.
That is fat. We'll tweet a picture to you right now, Monica, of Producer Porkchop's
Pork
earlobe.
Porkchop, when you're getting intimate with someone, do you like if they like kind of lick your earlobe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's gross.
Nick says he has a fetish for legs and butts. Pretty normal. I wouldn't say that's really a fetish. We have Angie that said bald guys. So, Joe.
Angie, Joe Pesh Radio on Instagram. Let's talk. Well, Lenny, dude, we are so glad you are here. If people have not seen the photo yet, it might break the internet. It's on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. Please welcome our newest member, Lenny. We're so glad to have you here. And maybe if our engineers can get together and figure it out, we'll actually have you on an actual mic one time. But you sound good on the phone.
Lenny, everybody is asking in the comments on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, why in this selfie you have a toilet paper roll in the bathroom and a bottle of glue?
Oh, I didn't even see the glue.
Everybody always asks about the glue. It was for a face mask.
Who puts glue on their face for a face mask?
Girl, Alex, I'm going to put you on. You got glue, charcoal. It makes this glue charcoal face mask, and it gets all the bad stuff out of your pores.
Obviously, there are a lot of layers to Lenny. He's our little onion on the show.
I have to be honest. I feel kind of threatened. I was worried about Porkchop looking better than me. Now I got Lenny.
Jeez,
now
Lenny. Lenny
the
is
the third
abs,
best looking guy.
He's got abs and perfect skin. We hate him.
Damn you. Welcome to the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I know you've been waiting patiently. We've got your chance right now to get Travis Scott tickets. Liv the Web Girl came up with today's game, so first of all, Liv, what's the game called?
It's called Kardashian Quiz with a K.
Yes!
If it's Kardashian, it's always a K.
Okay, now how many players do we need for this game?
We need two players.
All right, let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey.
Hey, let's get another player. Clear that frog out of there. Is this La Quinta?
Yes, this is me.
Hey, good morning. You are also on the Joe and Alex Show.
Are both of you fans of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah. I don't watch TV, but I can try.
Oh, girl.
Oh, man. La Quinta, okay. You might have this in the bag. Okay, so I have quotes here from the Kardashians. This includes the three Kardashian sisters, Kris Jenner and Kylie and Kendall. So all the females in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to say a quote, and then you use your name to buzz in. The first person to buzz in has to guess which Kardashian said this quote. The first person to get three wins.
Okay, that sounds simple enough. So your name is your buzzer. Sam, can you test your buzzer real quick?
Sam.
Oh, it works. Okay. La Quinta, can we hear your buzzer?
La Quinta.
All right. I think we're ready to play then. Here we go.
All right. I'll go with the first one. Honey, would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
La Quinta.
Yes.
Kim said that.
That is correct.
Dang. An early 1-0 lead.
All right, Joe, do you want to ask the next one?
Yes. I feel like this year is really about, like, the year of realizing stuff. And everyone around me, we're all just realizing things.
La Quinta.
La Quinta.
I think Kylie said that.
That is correct.
Dang.
Again.
Good
You're
job.
On fire.
All right, hold on. I want to make sure. Sam, does your buzzer still work?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do an easy one here for you, all right? I feel like this is pretty easy. Kim, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Sam.
Oh, La Quinta got there first.
Did Kim say that?
No, that is wrong.
Okay.
It was Kris Jenner, but you said Kim at first. Okay, Alex, do you want to read one?
Sure. All right. I mean, how many weddings have we been to in this family that don't mean squat?
La Quinta.
Yes.
Let's see.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Chloe.
No.
Ran out of time.
That was Kourtney Kardashian. Okay.
All right. La Quinta still has a 2-0 lead over Sam.
Joe, do you want to read another one?
No, I'm good. I'm letting you ladies handle this because this is your lane.
Okay, I'll go with the next one. I don't have any cell service here, and it's making me have a rash.
La Quinta, I think.
No, I think Sam said it.
Sam.
Okay. Sam.
Was it
Tim?
No, it was not. That is wrong.
Hey, at least you got in there.
Yeah, that was Kris Jenner, but I'm proud of you for the effort. Okay, let's do this. I'm shocked I'm getting a fashion award when I'm naked most of the time.
La Quinta.
Yes.
Sorry. Kim Kardashian.
Okay, that is correct. Oh, and that means she got three. And La Quinta, you are our winner.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You're going to go see Travis Scott.
Woohoo!
Congratulations. Yeah, Sam, you did a good job.
Sorry, Sam.
It was a rough day today. Wow. Who would have known, by the way, Liv, that the Kardashians had so many amazing quotes?
Oh, I mean, they are timeless for their quotes. If you want to spend 30 minutes in a rabbit hole on the internet, just look up Kardashian quotes.
I'd rather sleep. It's okay. All right, we are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And you can connect with us on everything at joeandalexshow.com. Joe's journey. We're going to get right to it. This will be a quick one here. I am feeling great. I've been doing boxing usually 2 to 3 times a week, just like a title boxing club, and I'm loving that. I'm getting a good workout in. I'm getting a good sweat in. I've been trying to walk my dogs more, just the basic things, and I'm feeling better. My clothing is feeling looser. Like my pants, they're getting like kind of big, like where it's a good problem to have. I'm gonna have to get new jeans, and I get to move my belt buckle in a little bit, like each loop. It's slowly getting there, which is just awesome. It's those little things, because the scale's not moving as fast as I want it to. And to be honest, this past week there was a big football game on TV,
mm-hmm.
called the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and like there was food that I really wanted to eat.
You didn't eat at the Super Bowl party?
No, I did. Yeah.
Oh.
It's not terrible, but I prefer to come in here and say that I lost weight this week. But last week, I was 384.1. I lost 6 pounds the week before. This week, I was up 1.7 pounds. So I'm at 385.8.
Time to step pooping. You know how you be.
Well, that's what I was trying to do. I'm like, do we have to weigh in right now? Can I, like, tomorrow morning? Let's come back to this. Let me revisit it. But I'm honestly feeling good. My endurance is up. And I know next week I'm going to have a nice positive loss again.
I think your arms look smaller.
I'm trying to make them bigger. Hold
well,
on. What about this?
Weight-wise, beep, not muscle-wise.
Thank you. You know what? Lindsay brought up a good point, though, and this is totally true. I don't know about anybody else. I'm doing good, and I don't know if it's being genuine. I don't mean to be insulting to you, Alex, or anybody else, but you said something to me last week like, hey, I really think I can tell you're losing weight. Were you just saying that to be nice to
no,
me?
No, I or can.
No, okay.
I sit next to you every single day, so yes, I can tell.
Constantly checking my body out?
I can tell, yeah. I mean, it's not like a significant amount, but I can tell from just being someone that is always looking at you, I can see a little bit of a difference.
Because other people, like, and this is true. My wife pointed it out when we were talking to one of our trainers there at the gym. She's like, I wish people wouldn't say to him that he's losing weight or doing a good job.
Why? Because she thinks that motivates you better? You're like Tom Brady?
No. Because it's true. Alex, when I can tell like things are getting looser and I'm feeling better, or I can see the numbers going down the scale, or when people give me compliments or DM me on something, or send us a message on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram, I kind of like, yeah, I am doing okay.
And
like,
then you fall off. You get lazy.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I can have a little bit that if I'm doing this well.
You know
well.
What? See, this is what annoys me.
Oh, God.
Is that we tried
oh,
the other,
God.
But we tried the other tactic, and I was more hardcore about it, and I was very honest, and I was very blunt, and I said things that people said, that's too mean.
It hurts
being
my
too
feelings.
Mean. Yeah, exactly. Because I was telling you, like, you're not trying hard enough. You're being lazy. This is ridiculous. Stop making excuses. And people said, how dare you, Alex? You're the worst. And then now I'm saying, you're doing a great job because you actually lost 6 pounds in a week, which I think is a really fair and good amount for your size, and I tell you that, and then I'm too nice. So you know what?
I didn't say you were too, I didn't say you, I just as an example, it's like I had all these people filling my head with like, hey, like, wow, you're looking good, and I thought I was looking just a little bit better. I'm nowhere where I want to be, but I can tell like it's kind of working, but I don't want you to be mean. Listen, if you're mean to me or anybody's mean to me, I'm just going to go home and cry and eat food.
I don't know what your motivation should be, because it clearly doesn't motivate you to hear somebody telling you that you suck, and then it doesn't motivate you to hear you're doing great.
Right.
So I don't know what it is
because
that works for you.
Me and Alex were so cutthroat and hard with you like so long, and nothing changed. So clearly that didn't work. And now clearly you're saying that this doesn't work either.
It's,
also,
whoa, you said stop it. It's said, 1 week. I said it was 1 week and it was a Super Bowl party.
Okay, but you also did say that if someone says anything mean about you or sad about you, you're going to go home and just eat.
Yeah,
that means you're emotionally eating, which means there's deeper issues there.
Of course, Liv, there's always been emotional issues there. Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Shelly Johnson. How are you?
What up, Shelly Johnson? Joe Pesh, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to do a little shout out to Joe real quick. Listen, I've been working out at FitFlex Fly, and the same problem. When people compliment me on how good I look and how well I've been killing it, I tend to end up at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
so I tell you.
See, it's a real thing, and
that doesn't make any sense.
How does it not make sense?
It does, though. It does. And listen, I get it a lot on Instagram. People will message me, and I just get comfortable. I feel like I respond and I say thank you and I love it. But then in my mind, I'm like, all right, well, I'm seeing results. I'm going to just give it a little slack and I'm going to go enjoy myself, have a little wine at Napoli's or go to the Cheesecake Factory.
You know what? Let's do this right now because I think it's just fair. You follow me on Instagram. I'll follow you. You can find everybody's Instagram. Just go search the Joe and Alex Show. And
okay. And
I'll, like, when I see you post something, I'm like, oh, you're working out? Are you working hard enough? Like, I won't be mean, but I'll be kind of like backhanded complimenting you. I'm like, that's good, but I bet it could be better. And that way you won't feel that confident.
That sounds so twisted.
And then you'd be mean to me too.
I love it. I'll be like, damn it, Joe, get to work. That's Joe, not working.
I think you're going to be disappointed, though, if you follow her on Instagram, because, you know, I answer phones for a living. And by hearing her voice, I could tell she's already kind of skinny.
You guys are sweet. Oh, my gosh.
No, really, I'm serious. I could tell. You're probably
What's
just,
your pants size?
You work out to look, you know,
oh,
to
my
feel
God.
Good.
Are you allowed to ask a woman that?
I am. You're not. What's your pants size right now?
Well, I'm wearing frame jeans, and I think they're a size 27.
Okay. Gotcha.
I say yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
What is your goal pant size?
You know what, guys? I don't really have a goal pant size.
Okay.
So I had a couple kids, and when you have a couple kids, your stomach just doesn't really go back to normal. So
I hear ya.
Tell me about it.
We're working on that, but I definitely am not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm fat, but I just want to be in the gym to be healthy and be strong, and I love the energy at F3, so.
I think that's actually a great goal, that you are not necessarily giving yourself a pant size. You're just saying, I just want to know that I'm healthier, and you will know that with your own body. So I think that's a really good goal.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's connect on Instagram so we can be mean to each other. That'd be great. Let's take one more call, and we'll wrap up Joe's journey this week. Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, so I just wanted to let you know that my dad's on Weight Watchers, and he's lost, like, 60 pounds in about, I want to say, a 5 to 6 month period.
Nice! Shout out to your pops.
Yeah, so he, what he's done is it allows him to still, like, eat sweets. So I heard that you said you ate a lot at the Super Bowl, which who doesn't, because that's a celebration.
Amen.
But he, like, gets points every week, and he also walks, and so that helps him lose the weight. But he's so funny because he's lost about 60 pounds, and I'm like, how much more weight do you want to lose? He goes, I don't know. It's just a game at this point to see how much to lose.
Dang.
That's so good.
His doctor told him he had high blood pressure, and he was almost borderline diabetic, so he had to lose the weight.
Dang. And I wonder if that's what it'll be for me, Kristen, where it's going to be like, hey, Joe, you're going to die in 2 months if you don't lose some weight.
That's what they said?
No, I'm just, I
he
feel
said,
like,
he said
I,
he wonders if that's what
I feel like
say.
People get that in life.
Liv,
like,
this is our chance, the Liv and Alex Show.
Woo! Let's go, baby!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
So nice to know that people truly care about you.
I'm just joking, of course. We would be devastated.
Yeah, right. Breaking news, radio host in an accident. Oh, no. I'll do the show. I'm in sweat.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you.
All right, let's kick it off with Alex. What are you into this week?
All right, so I cannot believe that I am saying this. I swear to God, if you have ever listened to the show for any length of time, you know I do not do MLMs. I don't.
What
I don't like any MLM stuff.
Oh, multi-level marketing.
Yes, but
But what if it works?
I accidentally was trapped into trying something, and now I do really love it. This may be the one and only time I ever say something about this. So I was at dinner for a girlfriend's birthday, my friend Danielle. She sells this brand called Beauty Counter. And I just needed some lotion while we were sitting at the table. So I just said, does anyone have lotion? She said, yes. She just hands me this. You know, she wasn't trying to sell it to me or anything. So I used it because nobody else had any. It is the Beauty Counter Citrus Mimosa Hand Cream. It's about $18 for 3 fluid ounces. As soon as I put this on, I said, oh my gosh, this is the best lotion, like one of the best lotions I've ever used. So there's a few lotions that I really like. I've talked about Aveeno that you've heard me talk about on the show. But right now, just for kind of a fun smelling lotion, this Beauty Counter Citrus Mimosa Hand Cream is my favorite. It does not immediately get soaked up by my skin. I have the driest skin all over my body. My face skin is always dry. I can never hydrate it enough. My body, my hands.
Your butt itches all the time.
Yes. And so this cream, though, really hydrates my hands. And it doesn't like immediately go away. Like my hands feel comfortable for like at least several hours. So this will be up on our Instagram story for you to swipe up and purchase if you would like at Joe and Alex Show. The Beauty Counter Citrus Mimosa Hand Cream. Pork Chop, for this week, you're the only other person on the show that has something you're really into. So what is yours?
Arby's just came out with these Oreo Bites. And they're so delicious.
Really? Like, what is an Oreo bite? What do you mean?
Do you know what, maybe from Dunkin' Donuts, you know what a munchkin is?
Yeah, yeah. A little circle thing?
Yeah, you know, like, the chocolate frosted ones? It's kind of like that. It's like a warm chocolate ball with cream filling.
Interesting.
But it's like Oreo, and oh my gosh.
How much is it? Like, less than $5?
Yeah, I want to say, well, I got it for free, actually, because a coupon came in the mail.
A coupon?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
How many balls did you put?
It was four. Or was
four.
It five?
Five. Five balls, all right.
I never go to Arby's. Maybe I should start.
Well, they have the meats. You should consider it. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what are you into this week?
So yesterday I found this new song by Lil Peep, and I love McConaughey. I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah, I love McConaughey. Yeah.
And Fall Out Boy, and it's called I've Been Waiting. And it's a really, really great song.
That is the most random combination of artists I think I've ever
heard of. I know, but I guess Lil Peep liked Fall Out Boy when he was growing up, so I don't know.
Well,
they did it as like a commemorative kind of thing, but it's really great. You should definitely play it.
All right, thank you, Ashley. We appreciate that.
I am going to listen because it's so random and weird.
You can let us know what you're into. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B went on another rant and talked about how much it costs per month to be her.
Who are you to tell people what to do with their hardworking ass money? First of all, do you know that artists, celebrities, the IRS, out of every check that you make, they automatically take 45% of your check. That means in order to spend $500,000, you got to make at least $1 million. Then like an artist like me and a lot of rappers that I know, they literally take care of their whole family. And that's not tax deductible because the IRS don't consider that a business. On top of that, being an artist, looking good for ya, doing all this extra to please ya, that costs money. Like me, for example, my bills is like, I'll say about $300,000, $250,000 every single month, and I try to put it cheaper, and it's not.
How does she even sustain that?
She's a bajillionaire now.
Okay, but still, that's gonna run out.
Liam Neeson went on Good Morning America to address the backlash he's facing over a disturbing story he told about his younger days. Nearly 4 decades ago, a friend of the actor's was raped by a black man. He told a reporter that he wanted revenge, so he walked around town with a weapon, hoping a black blank would come out of a pub and have a go at him so he could kill him. Yesterday, Neeson said, "I'm not a racist."
That you asked about color, that you didn't ask if the person was tall or short, big or small. That
I asked all those questions to you. I did.
Would you have had the same reaction if your friend had said it was a white man? Would you want to go out
definitely.
And kill?
If she'd have said an Irish or a Scot or a Brit or a Lithuanian, I know I would have had the same effect. I'm not racist. I was trying to show honor to my stand up for my dear friend. And this terrible medieval fashion, it kind of shocked me when I came down to earth after having these horrible feelings. Luckily, no violence occurred.
Does that change your opinion about what happened?
I actually saw the whole interview yesterday.
Yeah.
And the more I heard, it's not right, but I think he would have said the same thing if it would have been a white guy or all the other things. Hearing it and having the backstory, yes.
I felt better hearing him explain it.
I did too. And that goes with a lot of stuff, especially now. We only hear a snippet of something, and we think we see the whole picture, and that's not necessarily always the case.
Yeah.
Because I definitely don't think that he's necessarily racist. I just think like that was the particular guy, and that's what he was going to look for.
Right. Liam Neeson's new movie, Cold Pursuit, was supposed to actually premiere last night, but the studio decided to cancel the red carpet event so that he wouldn't have to face the media. They pulled the plug hours before the premiere. Scrubs actor Sam Lloyd was diagnosed with lung cancer and brain tumors just weeks after welcoming his first child. Oh, this is so sad, you guys. Lloyd was diagnosed with lung cancer in January, just weeks after his wife gave birth to their first child together, a boy named Weston. Halfway through January, Lloyd began experiencing regular headaches and quickly lost 10 pounds. Doctors found a tumor in his brain, but it was too intertwined with the rest of his brain to safely remove. Doctors then found the cancer, which started in his lungs and had already spread to his spine, jaw, and liver in addition to his brain.
That is so sad.
Didn't have any information on, like, you know, how it's gonna look for him as far as like the future goes, but I can imagine that must not be good. So be praying for him if you are a fan of Scrubs. I know I used to watch that show a lot in high school. My boyfriend in high school used to love that show too. Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady says he is far from the perfect husband and admits he doesn't help his wife Giselle around the house. In an interview with ABC's Good Morning America, Brady said his supermodel wife carries the burden a lot of the time around the house, and when asked if he takes out the garbage, he said, "The reality is I don't do much. I'm going to do a better job because she deserves it." Brady also says he cringes when people call him the greatest quarterback of all time. He said he'd rather have people criticize him because that motivates him. He also says his family is very important to him because he's very much an introvert.
Here's my thing. I don't believe any of that. I believe that neither one of them do anything in that house. That they have
they pay people, an
assistant or a housekeeper or a maid. It's like, I don't think either one of you do much.
Honestly, I felt the same way, Joe. As soon as I read that, I was like, okay, Giselle Bundchen is not taking out her own trash. Thank you. Next.
I'm really looking forward to what people assume about us here on the Joe and Alex Show. You got me. I'm Joe. You got Alex. You got Liv the Web Girl. And producer Porkchop, and you can give us your assumptions two ways. The one I really want now is a phone call from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Just for listening to the Joe and Alex Show, maybe you see our stuff on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, you assume this about a person on the show.
About our lives.
Yep, and you can also go onto Instagram real quick. We already got most of the ones we're going to be able to get to, but you just kind of give us your assumption.
What do you mean, like, assumption? So, like, if someone called in and was like, hey, and my assumption is producer Porkchop picks his nose.
Yeah, so then that's their assumption, and then you would say whether or not that's true and explain it.
I plead the fifth.
I don't think that's allowed. I think we have to answer it.
So this person wants, this person's assumption about the show is Joe doesn't want kids, but his wife does.
Do you listen to the show? I've been trying to get my wife pregnant before we were, actually, her family might be listening. After we got married, I tried to get her pregnant. She wants to wait another couple of years, but I'm ready to knock her up.
This person says Liv never got spanked as a child or put in time out.
That's my assumption, too.
Yes, I did. I also have three older sisters who used to lock me in the closet and would sometimes put me in like a suitcase and stuff. Yes, I did get
spanked.
That's
awesome. Did they
put... I did get put in time out, sent to my room.
Did they put you in the suitcase and throw you down the stairs?
No, I don't remember. I just remember them like being like, oh, come on, we can fit you in there. Come on, come on. And I was like, okay. Like, I did whatever they told me.
They love me.
Yes, I grew up with three older sisters who definitely used me as like a doll.
This person says, my assumption is that Alex is a goody two-shoes based off the fact that she is saving herself for marriage.
Yeah, right. You are not a goody two-shoes.
I didn't think so either. Yeah, I'm really not. Like, I don't know. I've definitely, like, I was the person sneaking out in high school and lying to my parents about where I was constantly.
Right. She's tried things out, like alcohol and stuff like that underage back in her day.
Yeah, for sure. I was never the goody two-shoes.
She's no angel. Okay.
Never the goody two-shoes.
Good assumption there, though.
This person says their assumption is that Liv is bisexual.
Ooh, I've actually wondered about that.
Have you?
Well, I feel like when you're drunk, you might be.
No, I actually am not. I actually had friends in high school and college who, when they would get drunk, they would really love on some girls, but that's never really been my type. I've always been pretty boy crazy, but Pork Chop is bisexual and he's on the show.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, we're
taking someone that swings both ways.
We're asking you to tell us your assumptions about the show or people on the show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. So this person says Liv and Alex are frenemies. And I thought that was funny because, so you may not know this if you're new to the show, but I actually am the reason Liv got hired. And
right.
Porkchop, really. I kind of found and said I wanted both of them on the show. Talked to Joe, obviously. We agreed. We liked both of them, the ideas of both of them. But, I mean, I was the one that brought up Liv because Liv used to be my intern when I was at another radio station before this one. And so that's how I met her. And when we were building the Joe and Alex show, I knew that she would be a fun, millennial, kind of wild party girl type of person or character, right, if you will, on the show. I thought that would add to it.
Yeah. So, and I've always kind of looked at Alex as like a mentor, just starting out in radio. My first very radio internship, she was there. So, yeah, I mean, I love Alex. I definitely think it is not, it's safe to say we don't have agreeing views sometimes on the world, but like that doesn't make us frenemies.
Pork chop. These two are so sweet when they're full of it. They are frenemies to the biggest ever.
We are not frenemies.
Oh, see, there you go. Exactly. Hold on. Let's get a phone call. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And what is your assumption about us?
My assumption is that I believe that you never feel that anyone could be racist. Based off of the conversations that you and Joe, with Joe and Al, like that you guys have, that's my
like the Liam Neeson thing in the garbage.
That and then about the kneeling thing a while back, where you know that it was a big issue about him kneeling, and it was just issues that I realized, like when I listen to you guys, like it's always that there's never anyone could be a racist.
I mean, there's racism out there.
Yeah,
I hate
100%.
Racism. It's so dumb. I just wish everyone loved each other. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've been here long enough to gather that opinion from
you. Oh, Michelle, I totally believe in racism. Like, where I'm from originally, most people won't know, but I'm embarrassed to tell people that know where I'm from, because you can Google this, for example. I grew up in a city called Howell, Michigan, H-O-W-E-L-L, and it's in a county called Livingston County. I didn't know this growing up, but I remember, like, the Ku Klux Klan threw a Klan rally, like, in my town where I grew up at, and nobody wanted them there. Everybody was picketing and stuff. But as a little kid, I'm like, who are these white people in hoods? But I'm embarrassed to tell anybody that's not white where I'm from, because they automatically assume I'm racist. Mm. And I do believe in racism. I believe it goes both ways, too.
Yeah,
and,
I do, too.
And it's bullcrap. But I guess, Michelle, and if you listen to the show long enough, you know that I, for example, anybody, I give people usually the benefit of the doubt way too much. Like, it took me a long time.
Way too much. Because I'm like, I listen to you all the time, and I'm like, normally it's the benefit of the doubt, but sometimes, like, it's not correct. But everyone has their own opinion. So I'm like, when I listen to the music, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's good. But then sometimes when you have the conversations, I'm like, let me just change the channel for a little bit because I don't agree.
Well, you should, instead of changing the channel next time, you should call in and then share how you feel about whatever it is that we're talking about. We would absolutely love to have and spotlight your opinion next time.
And as long as you
And I'm glad I can give my opinion, because I was like, you know what? I was skeptical about calling today, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I just need to get this out because your music is the bomb. But it's just like sometimes the conversations, I'm like, let me just turn it for a few minutes and then come back to it. But I'm like, I should be able to enjoy it. But by the fact that I can actually call and express my feelings, like, I'm actually glad that I can do that today.
We're glad that you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can do that any day, especially if you disagree with Alex. We'll give you a special number to call into, okay? we'll take care of you, Michelle. No, we really do love you, and we appreciate you calling in and giving us your perception.
We got a comment that says, my assumption is that Pork Chop eats Kit Kats without separating them.
Oh, God,
just bites
yes.
into them.
I totally believe that.
I might have done that one time.
One time's all it takes, dude. One time's all it takes, and you get categorized as that.
Someone says, my assumption is that Alex and the Egyptian are secretly engaged.
Okay, wait, let me respond to this one. Are you kidding me? If this chick was engaged, we would hear about it the second It would happen. We would do an emergency press conference.
Do you think, though, Liv? Because I think you're right about that. But do you think, let's say the ring wasn't what she wanted or the proposal isn't how she wanted it, as much as Alex complains, maybe she just would clamp quiet about it and not say anything?
No, she wouldn't clamp quiet. She would just say no.
Yeah. Liv said exactly what I was going to say. This person says, I assume that Joe and his wife, Lindsay, fought at home every single day after Lindsay came on the show and hosted with him. I don't know if you remember this, but a couple weeks ago, I went on vacation for a few days for the Egyptian's brother's wedding. I had to go out of town. And so Joe's wife came in and helped co-host the show. Did you guys end up fighting every day after the show?
No, we're pretty good. And we have days occasionally where there are fights, but I've learned that I pretty much 99% of the time need to at least prep my wife to tell her what we're doing. I don't tell her all the details, but she's gotten good at it. And there's certain people, like in a relationship in radio, it's hard for them to handle that and deal with that. Like the first girl I dated before my wife for a long time, she eventually couldn't put up with it anymore and she dumped me. So, I mean, among other things, I'm sure I was a bad boyfriend, but it's not easy.
Someone sent me an Instagram DM. They said, Porkchop, I know you pee in the shower.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Producer Porkchop, don't go anywhere because you actually are going to be coming up in today's Dummy of the Day. But let me get into this story first. Police in Peoria, Illinois say a woman entered a deli and told the clerk she could sue the business if she were to slip and fall in the store. That is true.
Yeah.
If you slip and fall, I guess it's a possibility. She then left the business, but then came back to argue with the clerk some more. The clerk told her, listen up, leave. You got this attitude I don't want to deal with. She's like, attitude? Excuse me? She then purposely knocked products off a store shelf before heading outside.
That's not nice.
I've seen videos before where people just ransack a place. I'm like, I can't believe they're just destroying it. Like, you're on camera. You're going to get caught. You're going to get in trouble. They just knock all the stuff off the shelves. Well, it didn't end there. I wish it would have. But yeah, after she did that, she headed back outside. Grabbing a broom, the clerk followed her outside and then threw a snowball at her car.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, take that. Here's some snow. From inside the car, the woman grabbed a set of jumper cables, got out, and repeatedly struck the clerk in his face and neck with the jumper cables. Oh my gosh, that would hurt.
Were they like electrified?
I don't think they were plugged into the battery. That would be like a taser. And then drove off. The clerk called the cops. A witness said, yeah, that's actually true. The woman seemed intoxicated. They're still looking for her. So that's one fight involving some crazy materials. The other Dummy of the Day story today, let's go to Florida. A woman attacked your boyfriend with a frozen pork chop.
Oh, no.
Look who it is.
There we are, making the news.
Why am I frozen?
I don't know. The couple was arguing, which led to the woman throwing the pork chop. The frozen meat hit the man below his left eye, causing a half-inch laceration.
Ooh.
That's insane. The victim fled the home after getting hit and called the cops. Police arrived, arrested the woman, and they charged her with domestic battery, and they took the pork chop in as evidence. So,
they kept the pork chop?
I hope they refrigerated.
I know. I was going to say, that's going to start smelling in the evidence room.
Oh. That's your dummy of the day. I just bit my tongue. That's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I would love to hear one of your stories. If you've had an issue where, the toilet is clogged, and what did you do? Where were you at? What happened? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I saw this article, and I wanted to share it with you because I've been in that position before where we've had a clog, we've had an overflow, and it's not good for anybody. If you ever have that problem, stay calm. By the way, never flush tissues, paper towels, feminine products, or toilet paper that isn't degradable. I found out that a lot of flushable wipes, no good, no bueno.
I heard that, and I use those. I like those now. I used to think they were weird, but now I'm addicted.
I can't stop wiping. They're so good. Here's what you do, though. According to a guy from Mr. Reuter, the first thing to remember when you clog the toilet in another person's place is to breathe. Do not panic. What you need to do...
Okay, that's easy for Mr. Reuter to say whenever you're at a guy's house for the first time and you've only been talking for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's not good at all. What you do, Alex, is this. You need to, if it looks like the water's going to go over the rim, because that's the scariest thing. It's like, please stop, please stop. Oh, God, it's a waterfall. Go down behind the toilet. Turn that knob to the right. They always say righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Do you know how to turn the water off to your toilet?
No.
I don't even know what knob you're talking about.
on a toilet. Most of them, it's on the bottom right. It's almost like an oval shape, like silver kind
oh,
of a
like
thing.
Oh, like on the white bottom part?
On the actual bottom.
You turn it to the right.
Yes.
If it's overflowing.
Okay. Yes, it'll close off the water to the toilet. It'll stop it. Left will let the water flow. So, yeah. Now, they say how to get a good plunger in the toilet. You need to make sure you got a good connection between the plunger and the toilet. Plungers like to call that a good seal. By the way, if you're a plumber, you can call us 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe you got some stories you have to share with us. And then they say, be quick and repetitive when you're doing the plunging. You want to kind of sound like this.
Ew, this noise is really grossing me out. I don't like this noise.
Stop.
This noise is so weird.
It's not weird. You've never heard a toilet be clogged before?
I've never plunged a toilet.
What?
I have.
I've never plunged a
How
toilet.
How have you never plunged a toilet?
I've never used a plunger.
You've never properly destroyed a toilet then because you don't need a plunger.
Like, what? I've done it hundreds of times.
As a girl that constantly goes to the bathroom, I don't know how you've never blown one up.
There's a kid when I was little, someone that like I used to play with, and they had an older sibling who told them, like, you know, I'm going to try to flush you down the toilet. It'll be fun or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So the kid, they were like, okay, you got to try to, get, you know, fit in there. So like the kid stuck their arm or something like down in the toilet. It got stuck. They had to call the fire department to break the toilet open to free this kid's arm that I knew.
That sounds like an episode of Rugrats that freaked really? Me out yeah, when I was a kid.
I remember when I was on spring break in high school, we were in Panama City Beach, and my friends and I were drinking. We were playing poker because it was like a rainy day, so we couldn't go out of our hotel room. And I had a lot of, I think it was Qdoba or Chipotle the night before. So I was beaned up, gassed up. I don't know what happened, but I somehow, the toilet got full. Like it was clogged.
Ew.
And I didn't realize it. And I tried to flush it so it could go down. It started overflowing and like going into the hall, like of the room.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. Oh. And there's like 10 of us in there playing cards. And I was drunk too. So I just look around. Nobody's there. I just left. I'm like, this ain't me.
Oh my gosh. That makes it even more obvious if you leave the evidence.
Oh, they were so mad at me. Like everybody's like, get back
so
here
they
now.
Knew it was you.
Yeah, I guess they knew that I did the doo-doo. I did the deed. I just was so embarrassed, guys. I didn't know what to do. And they're like, why didn't you call the hotel people? I'm like, I didn't want them to come see this.
Yeah, that's the thing is that if you clog the toilet, then whoever you get to help has to see it. That's the embarrassing part.
I would have left the country.
Well, I was going to leave the hotel. I was so embarrassed about it.
So one time my dad was going to one of his clients' house, and he has some very wealthy, like, important clients, and it was one of his top clients, and they were having a meeting, and then after dinner, he had to use their bathroom, and he went into their bathroom. And then he realized he like went too much there was too much in the toilet, but he tried to flush it and it wasn't working and the water was raising and his heart was pounding. And so then he tried flushing it again and nothing was happening and it literally overflowed in probably this like $1 million home in the bathroom at a client's house.
What did
He's
he
there
say?
In his suit and he came out. He was like, this is pretty embarrassing, but I had an accident in the bathroom and your toilet's currently overflowing.
Stop.
Yes. And he said that he like stayed in the bathroom for like probably 5 minutes being like, what do I do? And then he finally just took a deep breath and was like, I got to go out there.
Make your hands like a cup and start putting it in the sink.
Okay. Hi. We're the Joe and Alex Show. It's awfully swell to meet ya. On Radio Now 100.9.
Why are you talking like a cartoon character?
Because I'm happy. I don't know, just feeling kind of weird. I'm excited. Today I get to hang out with my little bro, Michael. I do Big Brothers, Big Sisters. If you've ever thought about it, you got to sign up. Alex's boyfriend, the Egyptian, just met his little bro. And I'll tell you what, it's absolutely awesome and rewarding. Today we're either going to play laser tag, which sounds dope.
Oh, love laser tag. I would play laser tag well into like my... Like, actually, like, this past year.
Oh,
I
dope.
Always play laser tag with my friends.
We'll have to get together and get a little group. Or we're going to go to Topgolf. I want to go to Topgolf, even though it's kind of supposed to rain today. I just feel like golfing because there's no running involved.
Well, there's roofs.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's not raining too hard, we can see where our ball goes. So we're going to do either one of those things today. But I'm excited for when he gets out of school today to hang out with my little bro, Michael. It's going to be a good time today.
I am doing more classes. Last night was really interesting. We went through the entire legal process for being a child advocate in my training.
How long was that class?
Very long, over 3 hours.
Dang,
you know what is so cool about being a child advocate for Marion County? They provided all this nice food and stuff for us to snack on while we were in there, which I really appreciated. They really go above and beyond to make sure that you're comfortable and, you know, feel good about volunteering.
Now you make me want to volunteer just for the food.
Exactly.
That sounds really good.
I am actually a little upset because we posted a picture of our technical producer in Houston, Lenny.
Yes.
A picture of him to Instagram. And all the gays are hitting on him. So I just want to let everyone know that he's not gay. He's straight. I'm the LGBTQ representative here. So
that's right. Yeah.
Hit on me.
What are you doing? You're going to a rainbow party.
Oh, yeah. No, the indie Rainbow Chamber of Commerce. They're doing their business after hours up in Carmel tonight, and I'm going.
Ooh.
I like want to go just to figure it out.
You're not gay.
I know I'm not.
It might be an exclusive club.
It probably is. Well, fine. Just let me know how it is. You have to give me all the deets because, like, I just want to know what happens at a Rainbow Commerce. In my mind,
oh,
you have to see the party that's going on. It's like a gay pride parade, but on crack.
Yeah.
And like, there is nothing more fun than a gay pride parade.
I feel like I'd be like, oh, he's not a gay. He's too ugly. Like, they wouldn't let me in.
What do I have to wear? What should I wear?
I don't know.
You need to wear the rainbow boxer briefs I got you
boy
for
shorts,
Christmas.
Because
everyone's going to see that.
But also, just a warning, Porkchop's going to get there. And if you're going, you're going to be so disappointed in like how ungay he is. Joe is honestly gayer than Porkchop.
I am. I think something's going on with me.
I also, like, I don't want to be mean, but I want to take Porkchop shopping so bad.
He doesn't have the gay fashion gene.
You need a wardrobe.
Let me save some money and then we'll do that.
You're the reason why Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or the bi guy was created.
Yeah, my boyfriend is more stylish than you.
All right, well, we got to get out of here. Good luck at the gay event tonight. That sounds really fun.
It's the Indie Rainbow Chamber of Commerce, Joe.
That's what I'm talking about. Go out there. Do your thing, man. Make some connections. We love the gays. We love everybody. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We got to get out of here. So, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. God, this is going to be so awkward tonight. Let's all say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.